Thank you for listening in. It's time for Hijinks to ensue again. You're all such fools, but you are fools until the end. And if you knew Bobby and decided to do a podcast, well then you would see my life is so damn frustrating. And the blue coyote says white claw giggles and tears. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Hijinks Ensues Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Blue Coyote, and as always, I'm joined with my tag team partner for life, Bobby E. Bobby E. Berto E. Span, neuter your kids. How's it going?
Fine.
Just fine. You know,
I said it like 30 times correctly before we started recording.
That's the best.
Span new to your dice. Gotcha, bitch.
I held it in. I didn't let it go. So in the new way of kind of doing some things and taking a look at different news and things that are coming in and different topics. excuse me. Let me see if I can pull up and pull out what our fans sent, because I did ask, yesterday we covered some election stuff, just because everyone's doing it, and I wanted to jump on that bandwagon and make some giggles.
Okay.
So, I hope I didn't turn away all of our listeners.
Yeah, fucktard.
Okay, so I created a group, it's a small group. Some of our more prominent fives and tens, and I sent them a message directly saying, and so they could kind of comment on each other's stuff too.
Why didn't I get it?
Because you're not on Facebook. And so I asked them, what do you want to hear about? If we do other topics, what are some of the things that you want to talk about? And I heard back and said, Power Rangers related news, movies, Transformers, Star Wars, some celebrity news. Stupidity in society, video games, D&D, wrestling D&D.
What?
And then someone said, someone has actually made a wrestling game in the style of D&D. It's amazing.
Yes.
But we have not come out with our version yet. So.
We haven't even worked on it.
No, we have not. We have not. But. With regard to the topics, today I wanted to talk about some D&D.
Okay.
My experiences with it, you've got some great stories. I've got a couple products that I'm going to review over the podcast today, so...
Ooh.
Let's jump right in. So, for those who don't know, we have a D&D game that has been kind of going on and off for a little bit. Bobby E, from the start of the show, had been trying to get me to play Dungeons & Dragons, and I was like, no, I don't want to do that. No, it's stupid. No, I don't want to do it. And then, of course, I jumped in with both feet and spent a lot of money, and where he really hooked me is he said, you know, you're a writer. It's going to allow you the opportunity to write stories and then have other people play as their character within your stories and kind of move about and see if things come out the way that you think they will. And that really interested me. And then as I took a look at Dungeons & Dragons, which is in its fifth edition now, The main thing that I really liked is that it is now experience / story based. You don't have to roll for everything. It's more of the person who is the Dungeon Master, or DM as we call them, running the campaign. And they're trying to create a good experience for the players. So I really enjoy that. We've had some ups and downs. Killed everybody in the story.
Yes, you did.
And then I Dallas'd it, made it all a dream.
Mm-hmm.
There was that time that I turned you blue and gave you butterfly wings.
That was incredible.
That was all on you and your dice rolls.
No, that was all on you.
No, it was you and your dice rolls.
I call bullshit.
No, because I had a stat sheet that said if they roll between this and this, their skin instantly turns blue. If they roll between this and this, they get butterfly wings. If they roll this, you get to decide, and then you rolled that, and I decided to transport you several feet away from the party so that you couldn't just immediately get back to them.
Right.
It was hilarious.
That was great. Fucking great.
So, having...
So fucking great.
Having played... For instance, that quest was the Gnome and Guard quest. We went into the Gnome Mountains and helped them out a little bit. Which was designed by the creators of D&D. It came out of a book. I didn't really add anything to that. I just wrote it down in a form that would be easier for me to play through. Like, I typed it up.
You didn't add Swamp Thing?
I was... Yes, I added Swamp Thing and some Grove Guardians. But they became your allies, didn't they? Yes. And so, yes, I added some things to it. But what I mean is the whole quest and story was not my idea. However, the Halloween game that we played that I had, like, Frankenstein and werewolves and zombies and stuff, that one I wrote all out. Which one did you prefer?
I'll always prefer homebrewed, homewritten. Always.
Yeah.
I've played pretty much every manual or every module, whatever you want to call it. And I love the homebrew shit.
Yeah. The only takeaway I had from doing that in the way that I did it was just constantly fighting monsters, which is kind of the point because it's Halloween and it's like one thing right after the next and you're running for your life. And
there was no RP.
Right.
None of the characters really talked to each other.
There were some.
Mainly me.
It's always going to be just you because the other players are new and they kind of don't realize all of that. And they argue with each other incessantly and you have to wrangle them back in.
That's your job.
But... it was a good time. I enjoyed it. I liked the twist. You know, at the beginning of it, they met a ghost that said that her family needed this jewel and it was their fortune. And so all the greedy bitches that I play with were like, let's do it! Let's go make some money. And then they found out later that the ghost was not anyway related to that family. It was actually the green hag witch, and she was luring them into a trap. Basically, she just wanted the jewel for herself and wanted to kill the people that got the jewel for her that could basically point the finger at this is who took the jewel. And the family turned out to be a family of...
werewolves.
Werewolves. Four werewolves, yeah.
I actually broke character.
And cried.
Well, as my character, Crowley, he would have left them.
Yeah.
I fucking went back.
Yeah.
Ended up dying anyway.
I should have cut your experience points that you earned. I should have cut them in half for going against character.
But I think I should have got double because I went back.
That's not how that works, sir.
Yeah.
There's a punitive damage for breaking character. But... I think as long as you've played that character and been in the campaign with our other players and their characters, that your character's changing, you're growing.
I'm chaotic neutral.
And his heart grew 3 sizes that day.
I was so mad at you. God damn, I was so mad at you.
I know you went back to help. You exhausted all of your healing potions. They're still,
everything.
And I killed you. I was like, well, you came back. You're dead.
Yeah, all my spell slots. There was nothing I could do except cantrips. Ooh, oh, well. Live and learn. Live and learn.
It was good. I prefer to do the homebrew. I've got to get better at some things, and I think the way I did it was very video game.
It was.
You know? Not as much story, but I also wanted it to end. Like, I wanted to get through the whole thing that day.
A one shot. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it took us, what, about 5 hours to play?
Yeah,
and
roughly.
We've had other times where it's taken us, like, 8 hours to get through one quest.
Yeah, easily.
Or two quests, so... Anywho. Would you like to review some products now?
We can do that, or I can tell my story.
Oh, let's do that first. Let's do the story.
Okay, aside from me getting kicked out of Pathfinder...
Because you teleported their guy 500 miles away.
I rolled good.
Yeah.
I created a character. His name was Feek. L. Feliac. You got it immediately. Okay. I went like 6 hours with those guys. They never put it together.
Feekophiliac?
Feekophiliac.
Okay.
I was the son of Necro. So, this whole 6 hours, I'm playing as Feek El Feliac, son of Necro Feliac. I kept having to mute my fucking Skype because I was laughing so goddamn hard because they kept introducing me to people. Like, yes, this is Sir Feek El Feliac, son of Necro Feliac. And, oh man, I was dying. I was in fucking tears every time they would say my name.
Say my name, say my name.
Feek El Feliac.
I'm a shit fucker. My daddy did the corpses. Say my name, say my name.
So yeah, any of y'all looking to get into D&D? Fucking do it. It's fun. It costs a lot.
It doesn't cost as much as you think.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. You can reasonably do what you need to do at little to no cost, actually. Once you have dice, if you just want one set of dice, and basically, other than that, you need a character sheet. You can use other people's books. There's resources online. There's groups online that you can just kind of drop in and play with. That's what Bobby E's been doing. I'm wary of the Stranger Danger, so I don't do those things. But, yeah. Or you can completely go the other way and spend a shit ton of money on it like I did.
Mm. But you'll never play D&D. I
fucking hate you for this. I'm listening to a lot of Jimmy Carr this week. I love his stuff. He's pretty funny. He just does not give a fuck either.
No.
He does not care whatsoever. I think that's why I like him. I was listening to him the other night before I went to sleep. And Mrs. Coyote, she'd kind of laugh at a joke here or there. And then I would just like really die laughing, like slobbering all over myself laughing. And she just looked at me. What the fuck is wrong with you? It's hilarious.
With his son, Hank? What? Yes, his son's name is Hank.
Jimmy Carr doesn't have any kids.
Yeah, he has a son named Hank.
Hank Carr?
Yeah, because he does a bit about his wife wanted to get him immunized.
Oh, immunization?
Yeah, immunization. Yep. God damn, I'm stupid.
Yep.
Yeah, does a whole bit about that.
Okay.
It's good shit.
Sure it's not just a bit?
Probably is. But I know he has a son named Hank. Google it right now. Right now.
Calm the fuck down. Let me tell my little piece that I really liked. That he was doing different dialects from all over the UK. And he asked if, you know, for people in the crowd, you know, where are you from? And someone would say, oh, I'm from Dublin. And then he would give a Dublin accent. Or I'm from, you know, Wales. And he'd give a Welsh accent. Well, one guy said, Chinese! He was like, Chinese? And so that kind of ended up funny. This one guy said, Jamaican! He goes, you are? You're from Jamaica? And he goes, yeah! And he said, say my name with a Jamaican accent. And I laughed so hard.
What, listening to you?
Jimmy Carr with a Jamaican accent. Say Jimmy Carr with a Jamaican accent.
Well, Jimmy Carr, man.
Jimmy Carr. Jamaica. He is Jamaica. Jamaica!
That's stupid.
Scroll down. You want to go to personal life?
Yeah. I don't know what to do.
Pew!
God, I hate your chair.
Hate you most. He's qualified as a therapist.
Aren't we all?
He lives in North London with his Canadian-born girlfriend.
Yeah, they're not married, but they have a kid. His name's Hank.
Been in a relationship since 2001. They do not have any children.
It's bullshit.
They do not have any children. It says right there.
Yeah, look how old this is.
It's not. Quit.
I almost did it. I think I got the hairs.
Spouse. Caroline Coffin. No children listed.
Well, then he's a fucking lie. I'm telling you, they have a kid.
I'm pretty sure it was just for a joke.
Well, it was like a 30-minute fucking joke.
Well, that's how you tell jokes.
No, I don't. I get right to the point.
All of your stories are truth-based.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Hello, hello, well. Did you get that book? You were going to get a book this week. D&D book. Did you get it? Did you order it? Did you do the thing?
No, it has now been delayed.
You're dead to me.
It has been delayed because of the Rona to December.
Oh, that's horse shit.
Yeah, you fucking cunts.
So I'm opening up a Dungeon Masters token set. There's a comic shop I go to. They've got some cool D&D stuff. You know, they don't have everything. They're primarily a comic book store, but they do carry some gaming stuff. And they just got these tins in. And I thought, well, as a Dungeon Master, it'd be cool to have, so...
You should plug them.
It's a,
You should plug them.
I should, but I'm holding off for a conversation, which you and I will discuss off air. Dungeons & Dragons, it is a black tin. It has the classic red logo on the cover, a raised logo, not a sticker. That's pretty cool. Look inside. We've got some tiles here. Let's see here.
Initiative check.
Ooh. So you can hand these out like, hey, you're number 8 and you're number 7 or whatever. Felt tip bottom. Paper on the inside, but it's got some plastic on there, so that's pretty durable. It's pretty good. I'm happy about that.
So you can just throw them at your fucking players.
Like, hey, you're number 1, you're number 2.
You go, cunt.
Ooh, that's mean. I wouldn't call my players that.
You would if it wasn't your kids.
I might if it was not my kids. But it is my kids, so I won't. You can list them as inspired. Let's see what else we get here.
Inspired means you can roll twice and take the higher number.
Concentration. Exhausted.
Means you're tired.
I don't know what exhausted means.
You take a -4.
So that's pretty cool. So as people get different stats or conditions, immunity, you can hand these little tokens out. It's kind of nice.
There's a shit ton of them.
ASMR. I like SISM.
Bah.
All right. Well, I like that.
I play mostly online, so I don't get to use shit like that.
But I did get him a set as the Dungeon Master. He does have a semi-regular game that he has with two other players. And even though you play online, you could use those like a sheet. Like you could have a sheet with one player's name and a sheet with another player's name, and you could keep track of things that way.
Oh, I don't DM when I play online. That would be a fucking nightmare.
Well, I mean, like, whenever you play over Skype with your two players and you do DM.
Oh, my brothers?
Yeah, I was trying not to say that, but yeah, your brothers.
Yeah.
I didn't want everybody having all your stats, so. Let's see. So this set is for
The Rogue.
Now, they had several. They've got, you know, Paladin, Sorcerer, Fighter, Bard,
as
Cleric.
A badass box.
So the Rogue box has, like, a robber's mask, and in front of it has a dagger. Which is pretty roguish. But
flourish.
Character I play is a rogue, so that's why I got this.
I have not seen this.
So there is a flat like cardboard, but it's got felt on the bottom and the same encasing. Like it's a character sheet, so you, it's kind of like a quick look where you can put your character's name, their max hit points, armor class, initiative, their speed, sneak attack.
That's fucking badass.
It is pretty cool. Obviously, you're gonna want to write on this with like a dry erase marker.
Yeah, whiteboard.
Yeah. Something you can erase, but that's pretty cool. I enjoys it. Yeah, I like that.
I do too.
We've got some similar tokens that we found in the Dungeon Master set. But let's see. Resistance. Prone.
You don't want that one.
Paralyzed.
Definitely don't want that one.
Hidden. That's a good one to have.
Yeah.
Poisoned. So these are basically like the Dungeon Master tiles. Found it. They're like the Dungeon Master tiles, but these are ones that you can kind of use yourself. So the DM doesn't have to worry about everybody. Let's see. What does that say? Incapacitated. Thought it said incarcerated. I was like, oh, that sucks. Blinded. Grappled.
Not too bad.
Restrained. Dying. Yeah. With the two fingers. That's like shocker. It's like dying.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Yeah. Or my personal favorite, the minivan. Two in the front, five in the rear.
Good God.
I think I've made that joke on the show before.
No, because I've never heard that.
Spell slots.
Yeah, that's an important thing in 5e.
Yeah, but for a rogue.
Yeah, it kind of does matter.
But I do enjoy that 10. Got it from that shop. Stay tuned for more information on that shop, as it will be coming shortly. But that retailed for $14.99 based on the case and the quality of what was in there. I'd say it was well worth it. It's not a crap product. Sometimes you will overpay in the gaming industry for something. But I think that was worth it. That was worth it.
Yeah, Tasha's Cauldron coming out. It's been delayed a little bit. I have it on pre-order. I already have Xantheon's Book of Dildos or something.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Left it here.
Yeah, it's somewhere around here.
Yeah, Xantheon's Guide to Everything.
I also, what I really like is, for those of you who don't know, obviously, there is a Monsters Compendium. It's a book with the list of all the monsters in it. But you can buy different cards, monster cards, and some of them are larger than others. You know, some of them are about the standard playing card size, and then there's others that are bigger that have more stats and information. Artwork that's really great. It's the same artwork that comes from the books. But you can look for these packages. They come from challenge, you know, 0 to 5, so depending on who you're playing with, if you're the DM... and all of your people are like a level 2 or level 3. You've kind of got one set to go with, and then you've got another that's like level 6 and beyond. What I really like about them is that if you are designing a campaign and you're, whether you're using a book or you're doing a homebrew, you can have these cards and you do not have to continually flip through the book. Or even have to write yourself a note like this. Well, this creature's on page 98. This creature's on page 156. Or try to remember that. Or bookmark it or anything. You can just use these cards. It has all the information that the books do. Another set that I recently picked up that I'm really excited about. Magical artifacts. And some other treasures that you can find. And I'm going to use that to kind of help build, you know, some character building. And some more role play as it pertains to storyline. So. I think that'll be pretty cool. Was that me? Was that you?
Yeah, I think it was me. I don't know. All I got was my daily weather forecast, because nobody texts me.
It was me. Someone was responding to something that I said. So we're We're having a good time with our campaigns. If any of our listeners are interested, we are going to continue trying to develop a wrestling role play. I do have several things in mind. They just have not made it to paper. But I'm looking to get that together. If some of our listeners are just down for D&D and they kind of want to run something, it's definitely a possibility to play a game with us. We can get on one of the voice channels on Discord. So
Skype.
Just depends on what we got going on, because there's certain channels on our Discord where you have to be a patron to play. That might be another option that we do. We offer, like, hey, if you want to play like an 8-hour campaign with us, that's great. But you're going to have to be on the Patreon to do so. I don't know. As much as we love to play, I don't want to make people pay money to do that. But we do offer a lot of other things on our Patreon. Giveaways and artwork and stuff like that. So check out our Patreon. See if any of the tiers interest you. There is the very bottom tier is just, hey, you support us. And it's $1 a month. So go check it out. As always, you can reach us on Instagram, on Twitter, we're on Facebook, so you can find us all across there. And then again, our my favorite platform, which is our Discord. So it's kind of hard to track us down there. Easiest way is going to be an invite, so that's something you're interested in. Hit us up on one of our other social medias, and I can discuss the Discord with BC Stalker, and we can go from there, because he's our producer of content over there. You have anything else?
Nah, I just like playing D&D.
I know you do.
I think this was the happiest I've ever been in an episode.
Especially on a Wednesday, when normally I'd make you watch a watch-along.
Yeah, fuck that.
So, yep. I enjoyed this one. Make sure to keep checking us out on some of this new content. If you're liking it, let us know. If you're hating it, let us know. And if there are any other topics you want discussed, please send us a message. Just do it soon enough that we can take a look and decide if it's something that we're going to be able to get on the show, or if it's something that's going to have to wait for a later date. But until next time, we're going to cut this one short. I'm Blue Coyote. He's Bobby E. This is the Hijinks Ensues Wrestling Podcast, H-E-W-P, the hoop, the ring, the squared circle.
Tiefling tits.
Mom, I swear Dungeons & Dragons is not devil worship.